very busy. Many important matters require a king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
He's one, but
your fingers or your tongue.
I am the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome to the Joffrey Podcast. My name's Bubba, and with me, as always, is
Catfish.
Catfish, we are another day closer to Game of Thrones Season 8. Is this incredible or what?
I mean, I don't know what's more incredible. The fact that we are getting closer and closer to Game of Thrones, or the fact that I'm getting excited because each day we're getting closer and closer to the top of our list. The 8 most important characters on Game of Thrones, and looking a peek back into the past.
Yeah.
A double peek.
Double P?
Yeah, past peak.
Oh.
To talk about what we think are their favorite scenes, their least favorite scenes, favorite lines, worst lines. It's just a little reminder to prepare you for these characters and get your excitement whetted for Season 8.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm a double W.
Double W?
Whetted whore. because I'm so excited. I'm a whoring myself out to these great characters. So listeners, please check out the podcast feed if you haven't downloaded all 8. We're currently on number 6. Our first look at a character in our 8 character countdown to Season 8 was number 8, Hot Pie. Hot Pie, everybody's favorite character. Seeing him brings a smile to your face. We went a little wild card with character who ended up at number 7 on the countdown. That was Robette Glover. Today we're going to be giving you the 6th most important character as we head into Season 8. We want you to join along with us. You can talk to us many different ways. The easiest way is tweet at us. We're at double PHQ on Twitter. That's the word double, the single letter P for podcast, and HQ for headquarters, at double PHQ on Twitter, also at double PHQ on Instagram, facebook.com/double PHQ. Catfish, we also, believe it or not, are still getting iTunes reviews. Is that incredible or what?
That is incredible. Please, you know, we have still got some goodies we're going to give away. Anybody who comments in any of the 72 different places to comment for us, we are going to put those names into a hat at the end of the season. It's a hat that fell off of a surly Stark after their neck cut off. Ned Stark's hat is where we're going to put the names into and pull out, and some people won some prizes at the end of Season 8, as if it weren't prize enough that we will see Joffrey's triumphant return.
Okay, no spoilers,
Catfish. To see the Game of Thrones.
All right.
Well, I mean, I can't – we've been talking about this truth ever since Joffrey faked his own death.
Mm-hmm.
There was that one podcast where we went through some of the stages of grief until we realized that we should have stayed in denial.
It's not just a river in Egypt.
That's right. Ever since then, we've realized that Joffrey faked his own death and he's coming back. So I can't hide it from the listeners. It's not our fault that we were right all along.
No. But the listeners, we call you guys double L's.
Double L's?
Loyal listeners. We want you to go on this journey with us. And one way you can enter, besides just replying to any of our tweets, putting a comment on a Facebook page, doing an Instagram comment on one of our posts, you can also give us iTunes reviews. And we got a great one from a user by the name of Jane Marie Jane here in 2019. We haven't done many podcasts this year, and the fact that she gave us a iTunes review is so wonderful. It's a 5-star review.
Of course.
And
probably more for Joffrey than for us, but that's okay. Yeah. Yes, the title is?
The title is, Where Have You Been All My Life? ! Jane Marie Jane wrote, I downloaded this app just to review the podcast. Oh, thank you so much, Jane Marie Jane. This podcast is so interesting, unconventional, and funny. I love it. And the podcast guys are totally double D's.
Double D's?
Delightfully dorky.
Oh, man. I thought it was going to be about our beauty again.
Thank you so much, Jane Marie Jane. Your name is going in the infamous prize hat, and you could be eligible to win some of our great Game of Thrones prizes. To give you an idea of one of those prizes might be, you all may have heard of the Ramin Djawadi Game of Thrones live concert experience. If you use the VIP pass to that, you get a signed autograph poster from Ramin Djawadi. What's the poster
of? Signed and autographed?
Yes. Both. What's believe it or not. He signed it and then he thought I should autograph it. It's a poster of the Game of Thrones theme song. Of the sheet music
for it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we'll be giving that away at the end of these great episodes of Season 8.
I can't do too much of it. Otherwise, we'll have to pay for it.
Pretty cool, huh?
That is cool and super awesome. So let's get to it. Let's get to it. I picked number 8, Hot Pie, who is a great character. You picked number 7, the strangely named Robette, not Robert Glover.
Yeah,
that we're going to start to get to some names that are big, big, big names.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, for number 6, I have Jon Royce.
Wait, who?
Yeah.
Jon Royce.
Yeah, you might recognize Jon Royce. He, for the longest time, kind of hung out in the Vale.
Right, yes.
He was supervising Little Robin Aaron's training. He was not super enthusiastic about how that training was going to end up.
No.
He got into some tiffs with Littlefinger, a.k.a. Baelish. And as we all know, that does not bode well for living.
No, it doesn't
yet,
at all.
Surprisingly,
yeah,
he ends up in Winterfell and gets to witness Baelish dying. So because of that, because Jon Royce tangled horns with Baelish and yet lived to watch Baelish get throat gutted by Arya,
yeah.
Jon Royce is the number 6 most important character of the preceding 7 seasons of Game of Thrones.
Catfish, I think some of our listeners may be disagreeing with you right now, but okay, let's go with it.
It's fair for them to disagree. But they don't, that's because they don't know who number 5 through number 1 are.
Good point.
So let me try to make some points here. Now, first of all,
okay,
let me talk about my favorite scene.
All right.
And to be honest, my favorite scenes have to do with, I really identify with Jon Royce in my favorite and least favorite scene because, like Jon, I was a witness to the action and not a participant in the action.
You're saying Jon Royce, his favorite scene, he doesn't really do anything. He's just watching.
In my favorite and least favorite scene of his, he is just watching. So, of course, as I said, my favorite scene that Jon Royce is in, you got to watch it real careful, but you can see him, is when Baelish gets killed.
Oh, in season 7.
My favorite scene involving Jon Royce.
Season 7.
What about you, Bubba?
Well, hold on. Yeah. You got to explain why, Catfish. So that season 7, episode 7, why is that your favorite Jon Royce scene? Your favorite scene with Jon Royce?
I mean, it's practically my favorite scene of anybody who's in that scene. It's my favorite Arya scene. It's my favorite Sansa scene. It's my favorite Three-Eyed Raven scene, Three-Eyed Crow scene. So it's just an amazing scene, and it's all the better because Jon Royce is in it watching.
Okay, listeners, see if you can play along. I guess everybody's favorite scene, least favorite scene. That's great. Okay, so let's think about it. My favorite scene with Jon Royce, he actually is active in Kevin, so I'm sure you're going to hate this scene. And it's the first scene where we ever see him back in season 4. The episode prior had shown Littlefinger getting the quickest annulment in history until Nick Cage passed him. And that is when Littlefinger threw Lysa Arryn out the moon door. The next episode, we have the trial of Littlefinger. And who is on the jury but 3 Lords of the Vale? Now, Robin Arryn, why is he not on the jury? I mean, if he was on the jury and he heard Littlefinger was there throwing his mom out the moon door, I guess people suspected. I guess nobody knew what happened to Lysa Arryn. They knew she fell out the moon door.
He was busy practicing his sword play.
But
you can see from later scenes.
Keep practicing. So Jon Royce is one of the judges, and he is grilling Littlefinger, and then Sansa comes and testifies, and that's where Sansa says, you know, the devil I know is better than the devil I may not know, and that's when Sansa goes to Littlefinger's side. And so I think that's a great scene. I think Jon Royce, you know, I'll throw him a bone. He does as well as a judge could do in getting the absolutely wrong verdict and thinking Littlefinger's a good guy in this case. But that's my favorite Jan Roy scene. Good work, Jan. You did well.
All right. Well, I can see that. I mean, it's not as good as Baelish getting killed and Jan watching, but that's fairly good. Now, my least favorite scene, as I said, it's once again a scene where Jan is watching, and it is a scene where poor Robin Aaron is fighting, as I said, and this is the most pathetic fighting I have ever seen. Also, what's sad about it, as actually there's two things that are sad about from Jan's point of view. One is this is his future lord and master, Robin Aaron, obviously weak. And then also he gets a little upbraiding from Baelish. Baelish give him a hard time because – and he says to him, I'm sure Robin will be better when I come back. Like it's kind of like a threat, like you better do this when it's clearly impossible.
Oh, man, I actually like that scene a lot. Why, that's your least favorite? I think it's a funny scene. Oh, man.
It's my least favorite scene from Jan Royce's point of view.
Oh, okay, okay. I see that. I see that as well. My least favorite scene is a scene where, for some reason, after the Knights of the Vale have rescued the Starks at the Battle of the Bastards, they stick around the North, and so that's the end of Season 6. In Season 7, they're staying in the North. Did they get the okay from Robin Aaron to, you don't have to come home and protect me. Just stay up there at Winterfell. And so it's Jan Royce, it's Littlefinger, and there's Sansa. And it's almost like a West Wing scene in that they're walking and talking, and they're walking through all these courtyards in Winterfell. And Sansa comes up and she's talking to him. I want it like this. It's leader Sansa. And she's saying, I want it like this. I want it like this. And then suddenly Sansa's like, wait a minute. Yeah, why aren't these pieces of armor getting some leather and fur attached to them because it's going to be freezing winter? And Jan Royce suddenly becomes a yes man, and he's like, yeah, why don't these things have leather? Why aren't these things made for the cold? And so Jan Royce being a, you know, just being a total whatever, Sansa, Lady Stark, I love you, I love you, I love you. It's a bit comical, but then he leaves and the scene actually gets better because then Littlefinger gives Sansa his fight everywhere, fight in your mind, imagine every possibility of any possibility. And so that's when the scene gets good, is when Jan Royce leaves. So sadly, Jan Royce, that's my least favorite scene for you, buddy.
Oh, wow. Well, I will say this. Jan Royce gets his highest point is probably one of the greatest turnarounds and lines, sweet, sweet revenge in Game of Thrones history.
All right, well, I want to hold off. Catfish, okay. we went favorite scene and least favorite scene, so now we're going to highest point and lowest point. Why don't you explain to the listeners, what do we mean by highest point for the character and lowest point for the character?
I mean, the highest point for the character is when they are flying high, when they are like, yes, when they want to raise their arms in triumph, and in their head they are running through the tape in a race in first place, and the second place person is like 50 yards behind them. That is their highest point.
Okay.
Their lowest point is when they are questioning what they have done with their lives to get them to this wretched, wretched point.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it. All right, okay. So now you've said your favorite scene with Jan Royce, the leader of the Knights of the Vale, and now we're getting to his highest point as a character. Let's hear it.
I think what I have to do here is I want to kind of, you know, we've been real good at sort of isolating these different things. But for Jan, I think it's really important. These two things are tied together. So I'm going to cheat and I'm going to tell you his lowest point and then his highest point.
Oh.
And then you can piggyback on that or you can say your own difference. Because as I was saying, he has got the greatest, one of the greatest character, most satisfying character turnarounds in Game of Thrones history.
Oh, man.
His lowest point is when Baelish is trash talking him to Robin Aaron, and Robin Aaron throws him to throw out the moon door.
He threatens to throw him out the moon door. You just said he throws to throw him out the moon door.
He threatens to throw. I got so excited. He threatens to throw Jan out the moon door, and Baelish, like, sort of saves him. I mean, Baelish is the one who egged Robin Aaron on, and then Baelish kind of comes in and saves him. So Jan knows, like, I'm barely alive. It could due to the whims of Littlefinger, and Littlefinger's got me on a leash. So therefore, because he knows Littlefinger could have him killed at any point.
Oh, yeah.
His highest point is when, after Baelish is accused of doing all these horrible things, and he knows he is SOL, he tells Sansa, he's like, hey, can we talk in private? Because I can for sure explain this if we get him. She's like, no. He goes up to Jon Royce and he says, take me away from here. And Jon Royce says, I think not.
Oh.
Satisfying.
Oh, man. You may have given me some thoughts for Jon Royce's favorite line by him. I think not. Very succinct by Jon Royce.
It is. I think not. And the most satisfying turnaround for a character until Joffrey's return in season 8.
Oh, wow. You're really hyping. Well, you picked him, so you're really hyping Jon Royce up. I love it. I'm going to go for my highest point first. And that,
okay,
that is that kind of the same exact moment, because Jon Royce, he's you know, the leader of House Royce. And if you read the books, if you know the background material, House Royce is a very important house in the Vale. And so right then, when he's been licking Robin Arryn's boots and he's been licking Littlefinger's boots, he's like, I'm going to quit licking. And I think not. That is his highest point. I love it. And what would have happened? You know, what kind of alternate world would have happened if he had been like, okay, yeah, let's leave, guys. Littlefinger wants to leave. Let's take.
I mean, at this point, despite the satisfaction, I think even if he was good friends with Baelish and trusted him, I'm not sure he would go against the Starks. But nonetheless, a sweet taste of victory for Jon in that moment.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, now let me go with my lowest point. And this is going to get a bit meta. So if you have somehow been listening to the Joffrey podcast since way back in season 4 when Jon Royce first appeared, number one, thank you. Number two, we're sorry. You shouldn't have had to suffer through our silliness for so long. But number three, way back then, if you listened to us, as soon as Jon Royce appeared on screen, I was like, who is this guy? He looks like he should be coaching football for the Green Bay Packers, not a Knight of the Vale. Give me a break. And so my lowest point is when he got fired from the Packers, as Mike McCarthy just did. And so lowest point for Jon Royce is the American football team, the NFL Green Bay Packers, who had a kind of like a twin head coach to Jon Royce, just got fired. That's when Jon's like, gonna have to go back to Robin Arryn to get a new job. So that is my lowest point for Jon Royce. Maybe not too Game of Thrones related, but that's how I always thought, boy, look at how, you know, this guy looks like a beefy Midwestern American instead of a proud fighting knight of the Vale. So that's my lowest point for him. Okay, so now Catfish.
Wow, that is pretty meta.
Catfish, we do this for all these characters we're counting down. We do favorite scenes, least favorite scenes they're in, their character's high point, the character's low point. So now we're going to come up with the favorite line and least favorite line. I you've tempted me with, I think not, for my favorite line from him, but I want to hear yours. What are your favorite lines from your choice, Jon Royce?
Well, you guessed it right when you said lines, because once again, there are two great lines by Jon Royce befitting the number 6 most important character in Game of Thrones. The first runner-up is when he says, a Targaryen cannot be trusted. Slam on Daenerys and hidden slam on Jon.
That is hilarious. So you're talking about Game of Thrones, season 7, episode 2, where Jon's like, well, I got to go to Dragonstone to get some dragon glass and talk to the Dragon Queen. You just anointed me king of the North and I'm leaving later, losers. And he's slamming the Targaryens to a Targaryen. I love it. That's actually a really good. How could a line top that, Catfish? That should be the favorite line of all from Jon Royce.
It would be if the writers hadn't put this delicious line into his mouth. He says directly to Baelish,
ooh,
moneylender, whoremonger, you've been licking Tywin Lannister's boots so long, it's a wonder your tongue's not black.
Oh, ooh, did he drop the mic after he said that? That's pretty good.
He did for sure drop the mic right out the moon door.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on. Those are actually both better than mine. I feel terrible. I keep going back to season 4 for Jon Royce. Here he is. He survived. We've had him for 3 seasons, and we've got him for one more season. Isn't it great? But my favorite line by Jan Royce is when, this is after Littlefinger, this is episode 8 of season 4, Littlefinger has gotten away with pushing Liza Aaron out the moon door. You see the other Knights of the Veil and Littlefinger walking down those stairwells that kind of sweep in a circle there at the Eyrie in the Vale of Aaron. And Jan Royce just says it. He goes, "You can't mean to support the Lannisters." And the fact that that was something I had always loved in the books, is that nobody liked the Lannisters. And so when they suddenly in the TV show gave a character, a minor character, a character we had never met before, saying, okay, you know, what do you want the Knights of the Vale to do? Certainly you can't want them to support the Lannisters. That was my favorite line from Jan Royce, because it showed he had a spine, it showed he had a backbone, and it was wonderful. I loved it. His least favorite line from Jan Royce was a more recent scene. It goes back to season 6, episode 10. So right before they named Jon King of the North. So think about this episode. We just found out that Jon wasn't Ned Stark's son. He was Lyanna Stark's son. And they, you know, cut from the baby to Jon Snow to let him know, hey, this is Jon Snow as a baby. Here he is now. And everybody's fighting. And the first line I'm pretty sure you hear is Jon Royce saying, "You can't expect the Knights of the Vale to fight with a invading wildlings." And Tormund goes, "We weren't invading. We were invited here." And then here it's my least favorite line. Jan Royce goes, "Not by me." Like, what? Like, what kind of, what a snapback. You know, he did that great line you just said for, you know, licking Tywin Lannister's boots so long, it's a wonder your tongue's not black. And yet here, the witty retort he has for Tormund when Tormund says, "We're not invaders, we invited here." He's like, "No, not by me." Snap, not so strong. My least favorite line by Jan Royce.
Well, that is pretty good, I guess, by non-modern sensibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But my least favorite line, he shows his anti-girl, anti-disability bias when he says about Robin Aaron that he swings a sword like a girl with palsy.
Oh.
Way to double up your insults, Jan Royce. Sensitivity training at the Vale, please.
Jan Royce, we'd like you to come to HR immediately. I mean, Catfish, that is a completely non-PC line, like you say, but did you, let's be honest, did you laugh at that tasteless quip?
Well, I didn't laugh, but I found it completely accurate. Now I have to go for sensitivity training.
Catfish, HR'd like to see you. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, now, Catfish, we're doing these characters because we're counting down to season 8. So you picked them. Let's hear it. What is Jan Royce going to be doing in Game of Thrones season 8?
Whatever he's going to be watching, it's going to be interesting.
So he's going to be non... He's going to... Like, if the Night King comes, he's going to be like, "I'll watch this. Go get him, Jon Snow." So, Catfish, if I had to guess what Jan Royce is going to be doing in season 8, is that, spoiler alert, if you have seen the trailer of Game of Thrones, you know that the Knights of the Vale are there in Winterfell. They're in Winterfell, and they are going to be fighting the Army of the Dead. Jan Royce, if he was in the Battle of the Bastards, we never saw him. I think he's going to be fighting. But because we see the Knights of the Vale in the trailer, we think they're going to fight again, and that means I think Jan Royce is going to fight again, and I ended it with, and I think he's going to die. So,
well, sadly, I agree that Jan Royce is going to die, but the good news is then that will become my favorite scene that I've ever seen with Jan Royce in it.
Oh, mean Catfish. Mean Catfish. How could you?
Well, that takes care of number 6. There's only 5 more characters to go. 5 more important characters than Jan Royce. But before we go, as always.
Always.
We have to do the Joffrey of the day. Longtime listeners of this podcast know in their hearts and in their souls that Joffrey is the greatest human being. Sorry, I would say corporeal entity.
Okay.
In the history of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we try to do is we try to pick someone every week, or when we're doing the podcast daily, somebody who represents some of those fine qualities that Joffrey represents. Not everyone, obviously not everyone is Joffrey, so not everyone can represent all his qualities.
No. All right, so Joffrey of the Day. So I will go ahead and pick the Joffrey of the Day first, if that's okay, because I want to pick a leader. I want to pick somebody who America turns to in their hour of need. And like, I've had to turn to this person in my hour of need. So March is ended, but March Madness is still going here in the United States. That's a basketball tournament where a bunch of teams play against each other. And what's interesting about the tournament is that a lot of Americans tend to enter in bets and gamble on the tournament and who's going to win. So in my hour of need, I would turn to Joffrey, but as I've heard, is that he has gone pro. So in this basketball tournament, I've had to turn to my Joffrey of the Day, Zion Williams. Zion, like Joffrey, is known for one name. Joffrey's known for Joffrey. Nobody ever says Joffrey Baratheon. They say His Grace. They say King Joffrey. They say sexy dude. But they never just say Joffrey Baratheon. Zion, same thing. You do not have to say both his names. And I have turned to him because
it's probably better for you not to say both his names when you don't even say his last name correctly.
No, I did. Because I, Williams, need him to win my office pool and lead Duke to a victory. And so, as you saw, the Final Four is now set. And Duke is in the Final Four and going to win it all. So I win my office tournament pool. Thank you, Zion Williamson, son of Williams, who I need to win my tournament. He's my Joffrey of the Day.
All right, well, I'm going to go off the board here.
Whoa. Okay, but hold on. You say off the board. Well, why did you make me put the board out then? I spent all day arranging the board, getting all the pieces set, and now you're going off the board? This is great. This is madness.
Not just that, but I tipped your damn board over.
Damn it.
That's how crazy I went.
Oh, no.
My Joffrey of the Day is related to today's sixth most important character on Game of Thrones, Jon Royce.
What?
My Joffrey of the Day is Sir Waymar Royce.
Oh, man.
You say to yourself, who is Waymar Royce?
I think many listeners are saying that. Who is Waymar Royce?
Well, you know him because he was the Matt Damon lookalike in the first episode who, quote unquote, discovered the White Walkers.
That's right. He was in the cold open to Game of Thrones episode 1 of season 1.
It was a cold open for sure. And his highest point was that he was the first person south of the wall to know about the White Walkers.
Oh, that's true.
And his lowest point is that he was the first person south of the wall to know about the White Walkers.
Oh.
So because he faked his own death.
Wait, what?
And will return.
Oh, okay.
To be in the very last scene of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Bookending the series because he's going to return and he was apparently dead, like Joffrey. He's my Joffrey of the Day.
Waymar Royce. That is a deep cut right there.
Excuse me, Sir Waymar Royce.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's true. He is a knight. Oh, man. Listeners, we need you to participate with us. Go to social media. Go to @DoublePHQ. Go to Facebook.com/DoublePHQ. Tweet at us. Instagram to us. Write on Facebook. Tell us what your favorite moment from Jon Royce is. What you think is going to happen with Jon Royce in season 8. Both Catfish and I think he's going to be, you know, planting the daisies, you know, push it up daisies if spring ever arrives. Tell us what you think. Go there and let us know. And also keep up with our countdown here. Download every episode in these 8 episodes that we're talking about, the 8 characters leading up to season 8, and tweet about it on social media. We need you to help us grow this podcast as we prepare for winter as it comes. Catfish, what's your name? How can people find you on social media?
Well, you spoiled it. It's Catfish.
Oh.
You can hit me up at CJGman67 on Twitter. Just want you to know, I'm exclusively on Twitter.
Ooh.
Special. Very special.
And my name's Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at FittenTrim. That's FittenTrim. So at FittenTrim on Twitter. This is fun. We want to hear your guesses for who's going to make characters 5 through 1. Ed, we'll hear you next time. You'll hear us next time on the Joffrey of Podcasts. Jan Royce.